PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 82. It's a very exciting episode of PHPBB Weekly because we're going to be doing the presidential debate for our Bernie Mons presidential election contest, which will be coming up later on in the show. Very exciting. However, let's introduce ourselves as always. While Paul talks for some reason, I am your co-host Douglas Bell.
Bond. James Bond.
David.
It's known as Highway of Life.
What? Bad enough that we have a lot of people on the show today taking on different personalities for their birdies. I don't think we need one more from you too, David.
Douglas, you're no fun.
Okay. Yeah, so it's PHPBB Weekly. We're going to be briefly talking about some PHPBB stuff today. However, let's get started with our normal bit of housekeeping. PHPBB Weekly is a live podcast, and we're going to be doing today's presidential debate live, and which will be exciting. So if you'd like to join in, the number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. And if you can't do that, you can also join us in the chat room at TalkShoe.com, and I'll be keeping a close eye in the TalkShoe chat room. And I know that we have an eight-way Skype call going on here, so I understand that you guys in the chat room are having some difficulties, some of you listening. If you want to try calling in, I've been told that sometimes when you call in, it works a little bit better. I'm sorry about that. We just got a lot of people going on. My internet connection is somehow surviving, and I don't know how that's working out. We also have an alternate unofficial IRC channel, PHPBB-weekly, on freenode.net, which I will keep an eye on as much as I can. And you can stream live on our website, PHPBBweekly.net. And our sponsor is GoToMeeting. Do you have to travel for a business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems? Well, there is an easier and more affordable way. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. All you got to do is log on to GoToMeeting.com. You can start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's less expensive and less time-consuming than meeting in person or trying to get an eight-way call figured out on Skype. So try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just go to GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts for your free 30-day trial.
All right. And this podcast is also sponsored by Birdie.
Yes. And Scoff, which if Francis was here, he could actually say what that's up. I just got to say, I've been loving reading the Scoff.
Scoff Media. Okay. That's the Scoff Media.
I gotta say, actually, Scoff, I was not expecting this to happen. This was just something that came up in the middle of the contest, but I've loved reading it because it's actually helped me to keep on top of what's been going on in my own contest. And as for the
contest has almost been taken over.
That's good. That's good. And as for the running joke of the back to you, Bob, every time I read that, I cannot stop laughing. The way Francis responds to that, I just cannot stop laughing. And that was actually Jordan that came up with that idea. But yeah, that's doing good. All right. And so. All right.
Yeah, certainly.
So I will.
The contest has been really fun.
Yes, it has.
I wasn't really that interested in it until I started reading some campaigns from, I think it was Lyndon Birdie Johnson was the first one that I was reading about.
That was a clever name. And I was seeing that in the signature like a week before he's filed. I just thought, that's a clever name. Yeah.
Yes, that was good.
So, but first, before we get to our debate, we are going to turn over to the PHP BB Weekly newsroom, for we have some breaking news that is 6 days old. The mod team, and Paul in particular, and we actually have Paul on the call right now, so he can tell us a bit about it, has formally announced their new junior validators team. And so I'm going to let David and Paul tell us all about this new team. That is your cue, David or Paul. Preferably David.
Okay,
Paul,
I guess I'll start.
Wake up. Sure. I know you're asleep right now, Paul. Wake up.
Get some cold water. All right, well, the junior validators are a new internal team to phpbb.com, where basically we are inviting some of the community mod authors to join the mod team, in a sense, in assisting validating mods. And, of course, they don't replace the validation team, but they assist in validation to hopefully speed up the validation and also kind of improve the process by adding some community members. Now, what the task of the junior validators is twofold, really. One of them is going to be basically pre-validating mods. So basically it goes through the insta-deny checklist, ensuring that, you know, it matches all the criteria to pass insta-deny, and then it moves into the testing phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the testing, or I'm sorry, not the testing phase, but the validation phase, which goes to the mod team. So the mod team does the validation, the code line by line, code validation and whatnot. And
uh-oh.
It looks like you got some other people. So anyway, then after the mod team is finished with their validation, their line-by-line validation of the code, then it goes into testing, and the junior validators also then do the testing for the mod. They install it and test it and make sure there's no bugs in it, and then it's validated. So they kind of take two of our tasks and do them so that it makes it easier for us, because really the hardest part about validation is the line-by-line code validation where we're going through. And so now the mod team is basically handling that mainly and letting them do the testing, because pretty much anybody can do the testing. So make sure the mod installs through Blinky and it works as it's supposed to. And then, of course, the pre-validation, which we have a mod pre-validator, so it basically does the insta-deny checklist there. So that makes it a little easier. And what we've done is it was proposed, the junior validators were proposed a while ago by a couple of community members, and those members we invited to the junior validators, and they've been working on it, and we'll have them for a while before we add some more. But basically we're taking applications right now for anybody else who is interested in being a junior validator, and we have some requirements for those junior validators.
How do those requirements differ from being a full-fledged mod team member?
Being a full-fledged mod team member is, there's pretty strict guidelines. Paul, are you back in? No, he's not in. Okay. They differ a little bit.
Yes, from
being Paul's here.
Oh. Huh. I don't see him on there. All right, go ahead, Paul.
Yes, I am in there.
So
Paul, what does differ between the requirements for being a mod team member versus being a junior validator?
Basically, the most important change of the most important requirements are that a full validator needs to have enough PHP knowledge and security knowledge to find any security exploits in the code itself. The junior validators only need to know the basics, how to work with PHPBB and how to PHPBB works. And real validators need to know a bit more of PHPBB, the inner workings and that kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So is the junior validators thing going to be like a case where the full-fledged mod validators are going to be like training junior validators or working with them in certain ways?
I didn't understand what you said.
Like, are junior validators going to be like going at the validations themselves, or if you're talking about how junior validators may not have as much knowledge of PHP BB, is it going to be like where the mod team members are going to be like training junior validators somewhat?
They will see the main thing is that first of all, as junior validators, you don't need to know as much about PHP 3 or security as you would if you were a mod team member. But as far as training goes, I mean, that's the idea is that from the junior validators, we would in the future be able to pick mod team members from there because they would understand the policies and how the validation process works, and so it wouldn't be new to them.
So essentially at this point, new validators that you get on the mod team will go through the junior validators team pretty much.
Yes, pretty much, yes.
Although that doesn't...
That's pretty much...
That doesn't put...
Pretty much the idea...
Sorry. We are all talking at the same time. Paul, go ahead.
It's pretty much the idea that you first become a junior validator before you become a full mod team member from now on.
Okay.
And that way we can also see if you have any... Or if you have good enough knowledge to become a validator. So there can things like we don't need to test a new validator for security things because we already saw at the junior validation team that you have the knowledge you really need.
Now,
before adding mod team members, it was somewhat of a mystery unless a specific mod team member really knew their code well, but to everybody else it was sort of a mystery. How would that person do, and how would that person fare? What's their knowledge level? You know, what's their communication like? You know, all these different things. Most of it is kind of a mystery, and so you send them the test mod and hope they do well, and you don't really know how they're going to be, mm-hmm. especially when they get on the team. You don't know how active they're going to be in participating.
You know, David, when I joined the team, there wasn't even a test mod. You know, because okay, you're in. I mean, obviously they had gone through a number of applicants at the time, but and they said, oh, hey, Fountain of Apples, you're in. There was no test mod. They actually started putting together a test mod on my way out of the team.
And what this will do is it will kind of give us a little better quality or a little better ability to pick better quality mod team members. Mm-hmm. You know, so it won't be, you know, we get applications and we're not really sure how that person would work out. Now it's like if we think that they would like to help and we can tell at least that they're decent, we can add them to junior validators because, again, the requirements are not as strict. It's not as big of an issue for, you know, privacy and the NDA and whatnot. Not a whole lot of private information that's released there. But and then what will happen is, you know, then we're able to see how they're working with us, how they communicate back to mod authors, how they're able to validate because, you know, that's part of their process. And so then if they do a really good job, they're active and it's like, we need to pick another mod team member, it's going to be a lot easier for us, and we'll have known commodities to choose from. Yeah. It won't be a mystery to us.
And so I presume that the junior validators are sort of, you didn't appear, but the junior validators are at the same level as normal team members, because they aren't listed on the teams page, so I presume like they're more of a group, but they don't get like access to anything else the teams have, their secret layers and stuff, right?
Yeah, they're like the QA team members. The Quack and Assassinate team?
Yes.
So it's like a community team. And this is what I'm really loving about this, because remember, this was I think this was something that I talked about after Joomla Day in Vancouver, was that they have a lot of just sort of there's a blurred line between team members and community members. There's all these little teams that are like community members who can help out in an area. They're put in that position, and they're not necessarily core team members, but they're team members with Joomla. And PHPBB now is doing pretty much the same thing with the junior validators, the QA team members, and whatnot, is that there's these teams with members from the community who are knowledgeable in certain areas that they, you know, it's like, well, you're not a full team member, but you can help out in this area, and that, you know, the requirements are not as strict and it's more open. So somebody who wants to join has a lot better chance of joining that team than, say, joining the PHBBB teams.
So, excuse me, sounds good. So, is there any particular, so who can become a junior validator? You guys obviously have three to start off with. You got David IQ, X Reaction, and AOC. If anyone wants to be a junior validator, what should they do? I expect to be able to do.
Well, there's some requirements, first of all, that they must meet. Those requirements are that you must be a mod author and mod author or writer. Okay, so you can't just be a community member who has been installing mods and become a junior validator. You have to be a mod author writer. You have to have submitted mods in the mod database. That means you have to have submitted it, have had mods validated, and kind of understand how the process works. You have to be able to communicate well in English. You must understand how the PHP-3 code works. You have to have an understanding of the mod team policies, mod database requirements, and understanding of modX, which also goes with being a mod author. You know, if you were not a mod author, you wouldn't understand how modX works. You have to have familiarity with the mod validation process, like I said, and the validation checklist. So you have to understand, basically, we have a validation checklist now. I'm not sure if you've seen it because I just put it live this week.
Oh, link.
If you
link,
go
link.
Under, let's see. Yeah, I should provide a link.
Yeah, definitely show notes. Do that.
Validation checklist. All right, so it's mod/validator/checklist.php, and I am it to you. There you go. Anyway, the validation checklist, which is there in it allows you to check the boxes, so you can kind of, if as you're going through, you can just check them, and that makes, you know, that helps if you're going back and forth, and you're like, oh, I missed that little thing, and you can go back, make those changes, and come back and see what you missed. So it goes through a lot of the things. Not all of these mods would be denied for. Some of them will be, some of them won't. A lot of them will be just mentioned items. But it's basically everything that we could think of at the moment that we would look through or look for in mods. And of course, it doesn't cover everything because you always come up with a unique circumstance or something. It's like, you know, we can't approve it because of this particular instance. And, you know, those kind of things aren't covered. So it's a non-exhaustive list, certainly. And, you know, there may be other things that a validator might come across that they'll have to deny for or mention in the mod. But this tries to give everybody a base to begin with. If they go through and they make a mod and they get a validation checklist.
Paul's
getting echo.
I'm sorry, Paul. Paul wanted to join us, but his Skype apparently is not compatible with our 8-way conference call. So I'm sorry, Paul, but you got left out of this episode. And that's what happened there. Sorry about that. You were saying, David?
Okay, so basically, as they're creating a mod, they can go through this checklist, and it enables them to, you know, do a self-validation before it's submitted, because a lot of, you know, mod authors, they're like complaining how long it takes for a mod to be validated. Well, now you can sort of self-validate your mod, and this will improve your chances that you'll have your mod approved. It'll improve the chances that your mod will be approved to the mod database. So if you get all this correct, it's like you pass all this, then chances are your mod's going to be validated. And approved, I mean.
Okay. Well.
So, useful tool.
Sounds very interesting, and I must say I'm quite excited to see this junior validators announcement now, and it's probably interesting to give, you know, more people a chance to give validating a try, help out, and obviously it makes life a lot easier for the mod team because you have some more hands to go look through some of this stuff, which would be very good. So, more power to it, and if you want to be a junior validator, if you think you got the guts, you can go to phpbb.com/mod/junior-validators, and there's the application on there. So very exciting to keep an eye on. With that out of the way, we are going to start now our presidential debate. And I'm going to start by introducing the candidates, and then we'll go over the rules, and then we'll be able to get started. First of all, let's introduce, in no particular order. Actually, I'm going to do this in order of when they filed, so whatever. First off, candidate of the BFA House Party, Lyndon Birdie Johnson, represented by Sean, known on Star Trek Guide as House. Whoa. David, stop that.
This is the Lyndon Birdie Johnson theme song.
David. Hi, House. How are you? Hi, Sean. Sean, can we get some confirmation that you are actually here?
I'm here, but it keeps breaking up.
Oh dear. If you have to hang up for some reason, we'll try calling you back. Just hoping. We're doing this with two of these people on phones and the other two on Skype, so we're hopefully able to get it to work. We have Sir Bertie Jr. of the Anti-Bush Party, represented by Tim, also known on Star Trek Guide as T-50 Webmaster. Hello, Tim.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. My mic was muted.
Hi, Tim. And David doesn't have music for you for some reason.
Actually, I do.
Oh, no. Well, so you've done it for one. So you have to be neutral on your day, because you might as well do it for everybody.
Yes, I have it for everybody. This is the Sir Bertie Jr., also known as Question Mark, theme song. And by the way, if the candidates want to use these theme songs in their campaigns, I can send it
to
them.
You made this up yourself without even asking them?
Yes, I did.
I'm trying to figure out why I appointed David to be Deputy Secretary of State right now.
So that he could give candidates theme music.
Next, we have, of the Communist Party, in a very interesting run campaign, Barack O'Birdie, represented by a Harmless Goat 22. Hello, Harmless.
Hi.
Hi, Harmless.
It hurts to think. That's why the Communist Party exists.
Exactly.
What hurts to think?
That's their campaign. It hurts to think.
Uh-oh.
Or, Backo Birdie.
And for the record, Harmless has made it very clear on his website, on his campaign topic, and we should make it clear for people who are listening and don't know what the heck we're doing, that he is not affiliated whatsoever with Barack Obama. Okay? I don't want to turn on a news channel tomorrow morning on the Sunday morning talk shows and have people saying that Barack Obama is a communist just because of Harmless's campaign. All right? That said, and of course, last but certainly not least, we have Alberti Einstein of the Intellectual Party, represented by Jordan, known on Star Trek Guide as Hank the Cowdog.
Hi, Douglas.
Hi, Jordan.
It's important to note that Alberti Einstein can beat a dolphin at chess.
Wow, I didn't know that dolphins played chess.
Now you know.
David, I hope that your suggestion that Alberti Einstein is playing with dolphins doesn't mean that his campaign is in the tank. Ooh, pun. Bad pun. All right. So for those of you listening and don't know what the heck we are doing right now, and yes, David, your music is very quiet. We can hardly hear it anyway. For those who don't know what's going on, 2 weeks ago we launched our President Bertie Contest, which was launched through Star Trek Guide as a PHP BB Weekly Contest, and these four candidates nominated themselves to run for the fictitious president of Bertie Mons, which is, of course, on Mars and is being run by Bertie's, and I'm sure it is Jonathan Stanley's lifelong dream to be able to found it. So we're in the middle of campaign season right now, and we will be voting for these guys during the first full week of November, same time as the United States' actual presidential debate, presidential election. We'll have one regular election, and if no candidate gets a majority, then we'll have another runoff election with the top two vote-getters to see who gets to be president, and it should be very, very exciting. So today we're doing a presidential debate. The format will be more like a forum, though, since we have four candidates, so we're not going to be doing it the same way that the actual televised presidential debates were. That's partially because, unlike the moderators of the United States presidential debates, I actually like to ask real questions. Take that, Jim Lehrer. Okay? We're going to have to have them answering real questions.
Douglas is vying for a spot with one of the news stations.
Yeah, that probably could be. Before the show, when we were working out our Skype technical difficulties, I was rolling a die to determine the order of the candidates. So this was done completely randomly. I had assigned each of the candidates a number from 1 to 4 and rolled the die. So the order of that candidates are going to be answering questions. We'll start with Barack O'Birdie, followed by Sir Birdie Jr., then Alberti Einstein, and then Lyndon Birdie Johnson. So that will be the order they'll be answering questions, and we'll alternate with each question in that order for who goes first. We'll be starting the debate with a opening statement from each candidate. Each candidate will have 2 minutes. Then for each question, each candidate will have 90 seconds to answer. And then we'll close the debate at the end with closing statement. Again, each candidate will get 2 minutes to make their closing statement. I've prepared a number of questions for the candidates. Some are ones I came up with myself. Others are questions that were submitted in our topic that we posted in the President Birdie forum on the Star Trek Guide forum there. And also, we have a number of people in the chat room. If you have questions you would like to ask, I'm actually going to ask David to help me out, because I'm going to, by looking in the chat room, and if anyone asks any good questions in the chat room, if he could repost them to me in our private Skype chat, kind of do what you did back at London Invasion, David, since I'm going to be manning the timer and keeping an eye on the candidates here. So that's going to be the format of the debate, and we'll be going for about, at this point, since we've been on this call for 25 minutes or so, we'll go on for a little over an hour, hour and a half. We'll see how that works out. So, we're very excited. So we're going to start out with asking each of the candidates to give us a two-minute opening statement, and we're going to start with Barack O'Birdie.
Are you tired of reaping what you sow? Sick of having to work to get paid? Then it sounds like communism is right for you. The whole idea is that the money is spread out. So the people that work really hard will give part of their money to slackers like you. It's a win-win situation. The hardworking people don't get rich and greedy, and the lazy people don't feel bad about doing nothing. This is all under the assumption that the hardworking people don't figure out that they can just do nothing and get the same thing. If they were found out, things could get bad. Ha! Like that'll ever happen. And to get started, I will take temporary control over the country. I promise to give it back. You have my word. Communism has no obvious flaws. Remember, good in theory, good in practice. God bless communism.
Okay. And David, you're so not biased, are you?
I love it.
You know that at the debates they have the rule that the audience can't make any kind of sound whatsoever. They have to be motionless statues for a reason.
Yeah, it doesn't say the moderators have to be motionless statues.
Yeah, that was Barack O'Birdie. Up next, for his opening statement, Sir Birdie Jr. of the Anti-Bush Party. You have 2 minutes.
Have you ever wondered why gas prices are too high? It's because people like Bush and other things are dealing with the oil companies. That's why you should vote for Sir Birdie Jr., also known as also known as Junior.
I'm sorry.
With the sorry, I just got mail. With the anti-Bush party. And if you ever want to see the next version of PHBB by the end of this year, please vote for Sir Birdie Jr., also known as also known as Junior.
Okay, that was Sir Birdie Jr. of the Anti-Bush Party. Up next will be Alberti Einstein of the Intellectual Party. You have 2 minutes for your opening statement.
All right, first of all, I'd like to thank our faithful listeners for listening faithfully. I don't have my notes with me right now, and so my motto will sum everything up. E equals PHPB3 squared in Smarties rule.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that was, for a short opening statement, Alberti Einstein of the Intellectual Party, and then we will give 2 minutes for Lyndon Birdie Johnson to make his opening statement.
Are you tired of
If we can hear him. Uh-oh. On second thought, we are going to have to call him back. David, play some music while I do this.
Yeah, this is the this is for Lyndon Birdie Johnson, right? So we'll play Lyndon Birdie Johnson's theme song.
David, stop. House, you back?
Yes.
Right, let's start over with your opening statement. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you tired of communists? Do you like cookies? Would you vote for someone forced by Skittles? Do you want to stop the noobs and Rickroll the trolls? Then vote LBJ. Thank you.
Man, you guys don't talk very long, do you? Well, David, stop it right now. Stop it. You are a co-moderator, and if you don't stop it, I'm going to have to mute you. All right. So that was the opening statement. So we're going to start with some questions. Again, I do want to mention that this debate is being covered by SCOFF, SCOFF Media. I do not remember what SCOFF stands for. However, if you go on to, they will be providing post-debate analysis on the forum at Star Trek Guide, the President's Birdie Contest Forum, so be sure to go check that out. We'll start with our first question, and our first question is on foreign policy. As you know, we have been facing the threat of Borg invasions, and just this week, SCOFF, our independent media outlet, was temporarily assimilated by the Borg Queen. As president, how would you deal with the threat of Borg invasion? And we're going to start this question with Sir Birdie Jr.
I totally did not.
That's T50.
Hello, Tim.
T50.
Tim, uh-oh.
He wants the question repeated.
All right. How would you deal with the threat of Borg invasion?
Well, obviously, I'd build a cage for him. Oh, wait, shoot, I just screwed up my whole campaign now. That's what Birdie was doing. Uh-oh. But yeah, build a cage for him. Totally lock him away and send him out into space.
All right. Alberti Einstein, how about you? How would you deal with the threat of Borg invasion?
Well, Albert Einstein would probably use his smarties to invent a level 15 force field and trap them into deck 15.
Okay. Lyndon Birdie Johnson, your answer on the threat of Borg invasion.
I don't think it's a problem.
You don't?
Last time we had the Borg invasion, we had pizza, we had soda with bendy straws. Hey, you know what? I want Borgs. Come, we'll have a party.
Okay. Barack O'Birdie, how would you handle a Borg invasion?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. the Gonculator's logic will be used to outwit the Borg into thinking there are just a couple of us. And when they send just a few of them to destroy us, we destroy them through our superior technology. I also envision eggs playing a role in this. Lots of eggs.
Eggs. Whatever you say.
Okay.
All right. Also on a foreign and energy policy, as a relatively new nation, Birdie Mons continues to depend heavily on fuel from Earth, a planet which continues to grow more unstable each day, particularly as they are now going through a potentially devastating economic crisis. As such, many citizens of Birdie Mons are calling for energy independence from Earth. What are your thoughts on this? And we're going to start this time with Alberti Einstein.
Okay, so what was the question again?
What are your many citizens of Birdie Mons are calling for energy independence from Earth. What are your thoughts on this?
Sorry, I still can't hear you.
Oh boy, were you?
Okay, I'll repeat the question for him. Okay, so Birdie Mons is still dependent on Earth. What is your thoughts of gaining energy independence from Earth?
Well. I suppose you could build a energy container and steal energy from Earth, and then you'd be set for a couple years, probably.
But essentially, but if you're stealing energy from Earth, that's not exactly energy independence.
I think that was in their
plan. What was the
We're currently hearing from Albert Einstein, I think.
Yes, that's correct. Albert Einstein. Okay, I think he answered the question already. He went to steal energy from Earth and hold it in a container.
Okay. My bad. Sorry. Lyndon Birdie Johnson, your thoughts on whether or not we should call for energy independence from Earth.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of static. What was the question?
Many citizens of Birdie Mons are calling for energy independence from Earth. What are your thoughts on this?
I still can't hear you.
Let me try a repeating question. The question is, many citizens are concerned about being energy independent from Earth. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh. Well, what does it matter? We're on Mars, right?
All right, there's your answer.
David, why is it that they can't hear me, but they can hear you?
Superior intelligence.
Rocco Birdie, your thoughts on energy independence from Earth.
Earth is our first stop on my plan to conquer the solar system. Once we have the puny planet, we'll have all the energy we need and have no need to be independent from it.
Ah, conquer. Okay.
And yeah, Sir conquer. Birdie Jr., what are your thoughts on energy independence from Earth?
Well, first, do the hamster wheels. Just have all those naughty birdies do all the hamstering. Walk. Just run around on those little wheels and get the power from them. Second, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
I guess everybody else has problems.
The guy's on the phone.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I can hear you fine.
All right. On a similar topic, which actually Barack touched on, the PHPBB Empire, of which Birdie Mons is a satellite nation, they've recently announced a strategic plan to gain world domination. Do you endorse these calls for world domination? And if so, how would you go about achieving it? Lyndon Birdie Johnson, you're up first.
Well, I answered this, actually, on my campaign page, which you'll see on my post if you follow the link. Now, first, we are going to purchase Build-A-Bear Workshop and devote their massive chain of resources to creating your favorite little bear. When we amass an army of about 10 to 20,000, we're going to invade MySpace, the Birdie Collective. Yes, and we're going to accumulate more friends than Tom, at which point we'll be on Fox News, and from there you can figure it out.
Who's Tom?
Have you ever joined MySpace?
No, I have not.
Okay, everybody on MySpace knows who Tom is.
That's why I don't.
Okay. Tom is the founder.
The red.
Oh, okay. That.
Hey, he's a prime minister. Do you honestly expect him to know this?
No, I guess. I don't know. All right. Barack O'Birdy, what are your thoughts on the calls for world domination?
Of course we're going to dominate the world. And second, we'll do it through lies, deceit, and cunning.
Do you have any more details on how you would go about achieving that?
Lies, deceit, and cunning. That's about it. Yep.
That's good enough for me. Sir Birdie, Sir Birdie Jr., your thoughts on the PHPBB Empire's plans for world domination?
Well, we've already taken the Mars over. Now we're taking Earth over with all the humans. Next, it'll be Pluto. Yes, the dwarf planet. Then, everywhere else.
And Alberti Einstein. Sorry about that.
What's that, Douglas? I can't hear you.
Alberti Einstein.
So what, Alberti Einstein? What is your thoughts on world domination?
Well, to gain world world domination, probably spend a little while building up the technology, and then I'd amass a force of robotic birdies and take over the world.
Okay. We're going through these questions a lot faster than I thought we would, David.
That's good.
It works. And if you guys in the chat room have any questions, please share. David is keeping an eye open. All right. Up next, I'm going to let you know, I believe, yes, Barack O'Brady will be getting this question first. No, he won't. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My bad. David, help me. All right. On domestic issues, each of your campaigns, you've each portrayed very different directions that you would lead Bertie Mons if you are elected president, ranging from giving out candy to everybody to radically changing our economic and social system. So here's the question. If elected, what would you accomplish in the first 100 days of your presidency? And we are starting with Barack O'Brady.
I'd implement communism and rule over it until it's ready to not be ruled over by a dictator, which may take a lifetime or two. And, yeah, that's about it. No, wait. Wage war on us.
This is your first
and
day. Tell us about it.
Pluto.
And this is all you have.
That's about it.
This is all you have planned for the first 100 days. Very well, Sir Bertie Jr. Your first 100 days in office.
Well, first I'd go over all the bug reports, all the ones back prior to RC1. Clear them out of the bug report tracker. Second, I would make sure all those bugs that were back in the day are fixed by now. Hopefully they are. WG Eric disaster, clear them up, I delete them? No. Going through them, making sure they're all fixed first. And that's about it.
Alright.
Huh.
Albert, hey. Albert Einstein, your first 100 days in office.
Well, I'd probably update the technology of Bertie Mons, and I would promote the next PHPB conference.
Anything else? Do you know where the next PHPB conference will be?
Could David repeat the question? I really can't hear Douglas.
Okay.
I'm talking as loud as I can.
You know what it is? It's breaking up. Actually, it's not about volume. It's just about breaking up.
It is.
Okay. So the question was, what would you do in your first 100 days in office?
Oh, that's simple. Handyman's friend, General Error. I'm going to appoint him to head of a fence. Now we're going to launch an all-out scale attack on B-Bulletin, which shouldn't be a yard because we just attack harmless.
Ouch.
I can't tell you anything more than that, otherwise they'll get a head up.
I remember that American president candidate John McCain used a similar argument, yeah. Can't tell. That Osama bin Laden guy, yes. All right, sounds good. I want to ask you guys a bit about your respective campaigns. As you may know, during the last 24 hours, the campaign trail has begun to turn a bit ugly. Alberti Einstein has posted ads which downplay the campaigns of LBJ and Barack O'Brady. Barack O'Brady's campaign has been directly targeting LBJ, calling him worse than the outgoing American president George W. Bush. And Barack O'Brady's and Lyndon Bertie Johnson's campaigns have also been churning out massive amounts of propaganda regarding their campaigns, their candidates, and their visions. And somehow, Sir Bertie Jr. has so far remained aloof from the mudslinging. What are your thoughts on these various campaign tactics that you guys have been doing? We're going to start with Sir Bertie Jr.
Well, I was totally not paying attention. Could you repeat that?
What are your thoughts on the sort of dirty campaign tactics that have been taking place during the last 24 hours of the campaign?
Well, I think they should just be removed completely. Give them a warning. Huh. They don't do it the first time, or listen to the warning the first time, just remove them completely. Put them in Deck 15. Do not let them be seen and from ever again. Totally annihilate them.
Okay.
That's annihilate the other candidates. Okay, sure.
We are going to... All right, Albert Einstein, your thoughts on the dirty campaign tactics recently.
Well, the dirty campaign tactics are just another method of getting votes, and nice to keep things clean sometimes, but you know, dirty is a method that is used by lots of candidates in all sorts of different elections. Normal tactic.
Do you have any thoughts on the ones that have been sort of used back and forth with you? I mean, your campaign's been doing some of these as well.
Okay, he needs the question. Do you have any thoughts on the ones that have been going back and forth with your campaign?
My thoughts. Just another tactic.
Very well. Lyndon Birdie Johnson, your thoughts on the dirty campaign tactics that have been going around recently, and particularly you've been the target of a lot of these. House.
Lyndon, House, do you need that question repeated?
Sorry. You all sound like you're underwater in a tank or something, so you'll have to excuse me. What do I think about the campaign tactics recently?
Yes.
Well, for one thing, I don't appreciate people saying that our cookies are moldy.
Oh.
I'm calling you out for that one. I'm going to attack you in the chat box later. Now, we all know for a fact that Candyman likes our cookies. So besides that, I think it's fun. I even gave a harmless full consent to attack me all he wants. I did, however, put on one banner, one for each of our campaigns, one saying that they do not endorse LBJ. Just want to make that clear.
Okay. All right. From the chat, iWisdom in the chat room asked this, and I can't believe I'm repeating it, but David is making me repeat this question. What do you, and this question goes, sorry, this question goes starting with Albert Einstein. What do you intend to do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
What do you intend to do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
Albert Einstein.
Using my Smarties, I'd update the technology of Skype.
How do Smarties update the technology of Skype?
How do Smarties update the technology of Skype?
Huh? They're a secret electrical source.
I feel like I'm in an echo chamber.
The secret of Smarties. Secret electrical source.
Lyndon Birdie Johnson, your thoughts on this, on the chat room wanting to do something with me when I'm unable to be heard.
What was the question?
What do you intend to do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
David should ask him.
If you guys weren't on the phone and we're all on Skype, we could type this question to you guys. It'd be so much easier.
Next time you guys all need to download Skype.
Yes. Yes. Please.
Of course, that doesn't really solve the problem with it. That doesn't really solve the problem with like ink. Well, there's a simple solution for that. Get high-speed internet.
Amazing. We're still waiting for Lyndon Birdie Johnson to answer the question.
Linda, do you need me to repeat the question? House.
Yes, please.
Okay, the question is, what do you say to the chat room who wants to get rid of Douglas for...
It's not the question.
Oh, yeah, what was the question?
What do you intend to do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
That means the same thing. All right. What do you intend to do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
I plan to walk to the kitchen and make myself something to eat and Well, I can hear David fine. You. I can't hear Douglas or anybody else speaking. It's all muffled, so...
Is this somehow intriguing for some reason? I don't know why. Next person to answer
can hear the moderator.
Is Barack O'Birdie, and I'm worried about this answer.
What?
What would you do with podcast hosts who are unable to be heard?
Well, I wouldn't do anything to them. To the people that can't hear them, I give them a sticker that says they are legally deaf, and then they'll get an extra nut when communism comes into play.
I think the next candidates are due today. Sir Birdie Jr., what would you do?
What the heck? Wow, there's some church bells ringing.
It is the top of the hour.
You know, that reminds me of the Monty Python where it's like, those bells are getting louder!
Okay, well, first, I would kick off all the people on the cell phones that don't know how to turn up their volume. Get a high-speed internet. Second, tell them to learn how to operate a computer.
Okay.
Hey, Harmless, how many bells do you have going on at 10 o'clock, or whatever time it is?
Maybe I'll repeat the question for him.
Next question.
Okay, finally did.
Next question. Listen carefully to this one. The first person to answer this will be... Lyndon Birdie Johnson gets to answer this question first.
House.
The recent controversial Supreme Court case of, here's a pun, Roe Birdie versus Wade Birdie.
Roe Birdie versus Wade Birdie, okay.
Has guaranteed the right of Birdies to have an abortion, but many citizens of Birdie Mountains are strongly against the decision and have begun attacking numerous abortion clinics in retaliation, as has Birdiezilla himself. What is your stance on the Roe Birdie versus Wade Birdie decision? Lyndon Birdie Johnson.
I couldn't hear any of that.
Okay, I'll repeat the question as simplified as I can for you, okay? Roe Birdie versus Wade Birdie, and basically the Supreme Court decision was to allow birdies to have an abortion, yes. But many birdies have been upset about that decision and have been attacking birdie abortion clinics. What is your take on the Roe Birdie versus Wade Birdie decision?
I wasn't even aware that birdies had that problem, actually. who submitted that one?
Me.
Can we shoot them?
pass.
Okay. Next person.
David, I'm going to ask you to start doing this because no one can hear me for some reason.
All right, we'll tell you what. do a Skype me the questions and I'll ask them.
All right, we'll do. Your next is Barack O'Birdie.
Okay.
Okay.
Barack O'Birdie.
On. What?
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, I think that birdie fetuses are birdies too, so, you know, let them live. And they should tear down the abortion clinics and murder everyone inside. Everyone will die.
Everyone will die.
Yes.
Everyone will die. Okay. Sir Birdie Jr., your thoughts?
This isn't political crap. This should be just anything. Let them do what they want. Birdies only have babies when they want to have babies. It should be birdies. That was from WG Eric. I'm quoting it for real.
Okay.
So do you rely on WG Eric for your campaign solutions, slogans, things, I guess?
Okay, and Alberti Einstein.
Mm-hmm. Well, my take on it is that the newborn birdies should live so that they can be added to our army. And so if the birdie abortion clinics don't shut down when I tell them to, I will send my robotic birdie army down to shut them down by force.
The joys.
There you have it.
Okay. David, here's the next question to read. And the first person to answer this one will be Lyndon No, it won't be. He did that last time. It will be Brock O'Birdie. First person to answer this question.
Okay, for Brock O'Birdie first, while we are not actually including a vice presidential candidate on this ballot, if you had the option of choosing a vice presidential running mate, who would you choose? And why would they be qualified to take over as president in the unlikely event that something should happen to you?
Acid burn, duh.
Ooh. Why?
It's obvious, because he's amazing. And the head of PHB, BB. So he's qualified. Yeah. I heard he's also a firm supporter of communism, so... I haven't heard that, unfortunately.
Careful, are you sure about that? Because if scoff media finds out that that's not true, who knows?
They will be scoffing at you.
Handyman, start looking there. Okay. Next up to answer is Sir Birdie Jr.
What was the question again?
Okay, the question was, while we are not actually including a vice presidential candidate in this ballot, who would you pick as vice presidential running mate if you had the option?
And why?
Why would you pick this person?
Well, SHS, that special character thing I can't remember the name of.
Tactic.
Yes, that thing.
it's an accent.
It's a backtick.
Because he pretty much created Birdie from the start. He's been supplying Birdies all over. He's part of the Birdie globalization plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Birdie Einstein.
Alright, so is it a birdie for vice president or a human?
It's anybody as a vice presidential candidate.
Oh, well, in that case, it'd probably be Barack O'Birdie. Because he's running for president, he seems the most organized.
You pick your own opponent as your vice presidential candidate?
There you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's what I call a bipartisan ballot.
There you go.
Incidentally, Barack O'Birdie, would you consent to doing that if Albertie Einstein picked you?
Wait, what?
Would you consent to Albertie Einstein? Would you consent to be vice presidential candidate to Albertie Einstein?
Of course. Then when we won, I could kill him and be president for life.
Okay. You made your choice.
You weren't supposed to tell him.
Lyndon Birdie Johnson. Your vice presidential candidate.
As much as I want to say Dinosaur Bob on this one, I think I would actually choose 7 of 9. And yes, because of the bendy straws. I'm sorry.
what bendy straws? I mean, is there a story here that I'm missing?
What?
Is there a story here that I'm missing about bendy straws?
I can't hear you.
David, is there a story here that Douglas is missing about bendy straws?
I feel like a ghost.
House, did you get that?
No.
Okay, is there a story here?
Never mind.
Okay, all right, moving on.
Exactly, in the chat room, iWisdom wants someone to pick him for VP.
I pick him.
Okay.
And Eric said that if he took a drink every time someone asked to repeat the question, he'd be drunk right now.
He's wasted.
You know, if Paul slapped me every time one of you guys asked to repeat the question, I would be dead right now.
Or bright red. Either one.
Yes. Here's the next question.
Okay, next
Sir Birdie Jr. answers first.
Okay, for Sir Birdie Jr. first, many people have been complaining recently about Birdie Mon's lack of national holidays. If you were elected, what national holidays would you create for Birdie Mon's?
Well, first off, Birdie Birthday. Second off, Sir Birdie Jr.'s Inauguration Day. Third off, that sounds funky. Third off, Christmas. Everybody likes presents. And that's about it. For now.
For now. Do you have future plans?
Well, of course. Who doesn't?
Okay. Birdie Einstein.
Birdie Einstein.
Well, of course, Van D would incline me to create a national holiday for the inauguration day of Albert Einstein. I would make the release date of PHP B3 Gold a holiday.
December 13th.
And I would create a national holiday for Lund Invasion when that happened.
Okay. We have, I'm losing my track, Lyndon Birdie Johnson.
Well, I think, obviously, we should have a national cookie holiday. But on a more serious note, in memorial of all the boards lost back in 2005, I think maybe we should have a Sainty Day. That might be a bit controversial, but...
A what day?
A few people.
A what day?
What day? House, what day did you talk about?
House.
He died.
House.
Okay, that was one big Skype hiccup. That's what that was.
Your house, did you repeat your answer? Because I don't think we got to hear it.
House, can you repeat your answer? Houston calling House. Okay, moving on to the next candidate.
Moving on. All right. I'm sorry, folks.
We lost him. You'll have to call him back.
I will call him back. We'll give him another chance to answer. In the meantime, Barack O'Birdie.
Okay. First of all, my birthday. Second of all, Inauguration Day. Third of all, Communism Day. And fourth of all, Christmas. And by the way, I was supposed to leave at noon, and it's a little past, so I've got to go. Hopefully I'm not disqualified because I participated as much as I could. Bye.
All right. Sorry, Harmless.
He had to run.
Okay. We'll give him a chance to answer the rest of the questions on our forum, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes because we want to give him an equal opportunity to be able to answer as much as we could. But sorry, this kind of ran a little bit long. We can't seem to get House back on here.
Yeah.
As a benefit.
Equal opportunity moderator is what Douglas is.
I'm a very equal opportunity moderator. I'm also an equal try to listen to me for once moderator.
Douglas doesn't want to be a ghost for a change.
for a change, yes. Let's try getting House back on here.
Okay, then did everybody except House answer the question?
Yeah.
That we heard? Okay. I heard most of his answer, but I couldn't understand what day he talked about.
I couldn't either.
We may not be able to get him. I don't know if his connection is really bad or something like that. It must be. Sort of goes along with having dial-up. We have a campaign for the Lyndon Birdie Johnson to be able to pay for them to have high-speed internet. Okay, well, that's going. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question.
Go ahead, David.
The next question is, what do you intend to do with PHBB team members once the new regime has been placed?
We're going to have to start
with... Who's first?
Good question. I think
Alberti.
Alberti Einstein's turn, yes.
Alberti Einstein.
They will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Okay.
Are you sure you shouldn't just rename your thing the Borg Party?
No. I think.
Interesting. I think this intellectual party is like
everything. Yeah, because I agree. It is a front, because his secret agenda seems to be to have some sort of technological takeover.
With Smarties.
Smarties, yeah, you forgot
Smarties.
That part.
Technological takeover with Smarties, but are secretly powered by the Borg.
Sir Bertie Jr., your answer.
Wow, first, glorify and surround them with money and woman for eye wisdom. Get them plasma TVs and larger computer monitors for WG Eric and also the rest of the development team.
Ooh.
So who pays for this?
Who pays for it?
Yeah.
Bertie's making from scratch. That pays for it. Bertie's know everything.
They do? Oh, yeah, they do. Sorry. Yes.
He was blackmailed. He had to say that.
And for the rest of the mod team, force them to do work in BB coding sweat farms.
Okay.
To the house, one more try.
And go ahead and, Douglas, go ahead and copy to me the next question that I can,
All right, well, I'd like to give house a chance, at least. Where is the next question? Wait, folks, this is the worst.
I want to make me play the Scoff Media News theme song.
Yes.
Probably should.
How about Jeopardy?
I don't have Jeopardy.
Go ahead, next question, David.
I don't have the next question.
I just pasted it to you.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Bertie Mons has been incredibly split recently, and there is legitimate fear that if one of you is elected, members of other parties may attempt to form a rebellion. What would you do to prevent this from happening? Sir Bertie Jr., go ahead.
To prevent a rebellion?
If you are elected, prevent other factions from forming a rebellion.
We'll just invoke martial law on all of them. Other candidates. Exile them to Deck 15 forever and ever.
I expect there's one more ever. Okay.
All right. Deck 15's disappeared.
Alberti Einstein, what would you do to prevent a rebellion?
I would threaten to withdraw their Smarty supply.
Ah, that'll keep anybody from
your main
audience, wouldn't it? You're mean. Okay, next question.
Oh boy, this is going faster now. Here we go.
Only two candidates. What would you do to revise Bertie Mons' complicated tax system, and how would this affect the citizens of Bertie Mons? Alberti Einstein. Okay, what would you do to revise Bertie Mons' complicated tax system, and how would this affect the citizens of Bertie Mons? You need to unmute.
Oh, yeah, I was muted. Okay.
He asked me to repeat the question in case anybody was wondering.
Okay, the tax system. Well, the tax system. The inhabitants of Bertie Mons would pay for more Smarties, probably. That the tax system.
Did Smarties solve everything?
Yes, Smarties solve everything. They're the answer to life.
How much was
42?
How much would the more in taxes would the average Bertie have to pay to fund your Smartie program?
Oh, probably normal. Those aren't too expensive. See, we get normal Smarties, then we modify them with Borg technology.
Ah, nanoprobes. Okay. Now, I thought the answer to life was 42. I this Smarty thing is kind of new concept to me.
Yeah, I always believed that, too. You know, the 42 bit. Okay. Sir Bertie Jr.
Oh, jeepers. What was the question again?
Okay, the question is, what would you do to revise Bertie Mons' complicated tax system?
Just remove taxes. We don't need taxes for birdies. Birdies are smart enough to know taxes are wasteless and a lot more work.
Okay.
So, but then how would you be able to fund government programs and stuff? What are you going to use instead of taxes?
Smarties.
You're stealing my line.
Wait, how are you going to get the Smarties?
Lifesavers, actually. Oh, dear. They save lives.
You're better than FEMA.
Okay, next question.
Next question. Boy, I'm almost done out here. Keep going.
Okay. As you know, the people of Birdie Mons are now patiently waiting for the construction of Ascrius Mons to be able to be completed by the PHBB Empire. How many are fearful that the construction of Ascrius will suffer from unforeseen circumstances that will cause its development to be delayed the way that Olympus Mons construction was? What is your response, Sir Birdie Jr.?
Whoa, that's too big. Smaller.
Too complicated for Birdie Jr. Okay. Concerned citizens are worried that the construction of Ascrius will be delayed like the construction of Olympus was. What is your response?
Well, Ascrius is sort of like Olympus, so it shouldn't be delayed. However, since it is like it, it will be delayed. But if you vote for ? It won't be delayed.
Okay. And Alberti Einstein.
Well, I don't think that's a problem because I'd probably just bribe the workers with Smarties so that they will double their efforts, and with the Smartie bribe in place, probably lots of other people would pitch into the development.
There you have it. There's the response. Next question. How exactly is a program of distributing candy going to be the solution to all of our problems? Explain this in great detail. Alberti Einstein.
Well, I think I've said it before. They're modified with sport nanoprobes, and so Smarties can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they can assimilate technology. And that technology can assimilate other technology, and before you know it, you have a Borg takeover. I tell you, this Smarty thing, this sounded pretty good.
And you're not biased, are you, David?
Nope. Sir Pretty Jr., what's your reply?
Just need lifesavers. They save lives. That's all you need to know.
But explain how that solves our problems, and pardon the dial tones. I'm going to try house one last time.
So how does distributing candy solve our problems? Yes.
Well, then everybody will have their life saved if they have a lifesaver. Just plop it in their mouth, and they'll have their life saved. Whenever, wherever, however.
Okay. Next question. You ran out of questions?
I am out of questions. I'm going to give the chat room one last opportunity to share their questions. And these questions, we will have a post-debate topic where I will ask the missing candidates to respond, as House is not coming back. Seeing no other questions, we are going to give our two remaining candidates the opportunity to make a closing statement. You have up to 2 minutes, so take advantage of it. And we're going to start with who was the last person to... We're going to start with Sir Birdie Jr., since he answered the last question last.
I answered it first.
You did? You answered the Lifesavers one. I did it last.
Yeah. You answered last. Go ahead, Sir Birdie Jr.
All right, Tim, Sir Hall, Sir Birdie Jr., your closing statement. You have 2 minutes. Make it good.
Just remember, gas prices are too high. Lifesavers are good. Anti-Bush campaign equals best. So vote for Sir Birdie Jr., also known as also known as Junior, who is the best candidate. And if you hadn't noticed, he does have a U.S. flag pin on his shirt.
And by the way, did we ever figure out, Tim, what Cerberus Jr. was building during those photo shoots?
That was the first question I answered.
Yeah, he was building a cage.
Thank you. I missed that bit. And Albert Einstein, your closing statement, you have 2 minutes.
I'm not going to use up 2 minutes, but... well, if you vote for Albert Einstein, he will give out Smarties. Lots of Smarties. He's got enough Smarties for 4 years for all the citizens of Birdie Munts. And he will make sure there's a tube of Smarties in every candy jar. That's all I have.
All right. And that wraps up for this debate. The election will be taking place starting at, I believe it is, yeah, 9... Oh, shucks, I'm stuck. you've had a chance to hear... Let me start over. You've had the chance to hear our very worthy candidates all present their opinions on the different questions that we have asked them. And in a little over a week, you will have the opportunity to decide which of them should be the next candidate, the next president of Birdie Munts. This decision will affect your lives, your very souls, for the next 4 years.
And be sure to tune in to Scoff Media News on the forums for more information on each candidate.
We will be releasing this. I will be working hard to get this debate episode released promptly later on this afternoon so that to enable Scoff to do its full post-debate analysis. We will be putting a topic also on the as an Verdi forum to allow the two candidates that had to leave early, unfortunately, to be able to come up. And hopefully those of you who are playing the "can you repeat the question" drinking game can still hear what I'm saying right now.
You're not too drunk to hear what Douglas is saying.
The campaign will be continuing for the next week on the President Birdie contest forum at StarTrekGuide.com. Please make sure you are registered to vote. And you can just do that by registering for an account on Star Trek Guide if you have not done that already. Next Saturday, episode of PHP BB Weekly number 83, we will be having a presidential election pundit panel on the show to talk about both our election for this contest and the real election, perhaps. And we are not yet confirmed on who will be joining us, though we'll definitely be having Handyman / Francis Lewis, who is the current head manager of Scoff Media, to join us. And he and David are also going to be doing a supposedly interesting and super secret skit on here, which will be very exciting. And we'll also hopefully have some other team members or Birdie experts to evaluate the campaigns of the different candidates and give their outlooks on who they think will get elected. That will be next Saturday's episode of PHP BB Weekly, so please join us. And also don't forget to vote. The ballot will open up at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, November 3rd, and last for 36 hours. And if no candidate wins receives a majority of the vote, then the top two candidates will continue into a runoff election on Thursday and Friday, November 6th through 7th. And the inauguration will be held in 2 weeks, so it'll be very exciting. I also want to mention, for a little bit of reality check, a number of countries will be doing some daylight savings time shifts over the next few weeks. Most of the civilized countries in Europe and some other places are ending daylight savings time tomorrow. However, because the United States is weird, us in Canada will be doing it for the next Saturday. So as a result, because David and I are both based in the United States, we do our show based on United States time, the show will probably be shifting around a little bit. Next week, we will be at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is 1600 UTC time, next Saturday, November 1st. The following Saturday, November 8th, we will shift over to Standard Time, which means the show will still be 12 p.m. Eastern, but it will be an hour later, 1700 UTC time, starting on November 8th. So double check your local time to figure out when that falls with our show, because if you're changing that savings time tomorrow, then it will be an hour earlier than normal for you, and then it changes back. It's very, very confusing. Daylight savings time is insane, and congratulations to all the civilized countries that do not even bother with it at all. That's it.
I like it. For those of us who don't wake up at 4 in the morning, we like daylight savings time.
What?
Yeah. Whatever you say. Point is, double check your daylight savings time to make sure that you know when our show is going to be on for the next couple of weeks. And
just go to Arizona.
So be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes on this show and all of our past episodes of PHP BB Weekly and information on our upcoming episodes. Be sure to check out our PHP BB Weekly and Presidential Birdie Election Forums at StarTrekGuide.com for all of the upcoming presidential activity and for other discussion just related to the show in general. Also, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out TechPodcast.com. And also be sure to check out their People's Choice Podcast Awards at PodcastAwards.com, where you can vote once every 24 hours up until November 6th to see who will be the next People's Choice Podcast. And no, we are not in the running. But hey, do it anyway. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was there for live and nothing happened.
Well, it's happening now. It's up now. It started on Thursday, I think. And with
but
that
we
said,
never got elected.
That concludes our debate tonight. Thanks, of course, to Sean, also known as House, who represented Lyndon Birdie Johnson as long as he was able to hang on. Harmless Goat 22 representing Barack O'Birdie when he was here. Kirk still with us, Tim, representing our T50 webmaster, representing Sir Birdie Jr. Thanks, Tim.
Yep.
And Hank the Cow Dog, his real name's Jordan, representing Alberti Einstein.
Thanks for having us, Douglas.
And on behalf of us, David Lewis, who is my co-host and for the purposes of this contest, our Birdie Mon's Deputy Secretary of State.
I thought I was
wrong.
Jesus. I don't think so.
Doom. And of course, to Paul Sawyer from the mod team, who joined us briefly this morning and would have joined us more if he had been able to stick, if we hadn't had some Skype issues.
And next time, Doug just prompts us to let me call all the everybody so that my bandwidth can handle 8 people.
Next time we'll do that. Yeah, we can do that. Thanks, David.
You can hear them.
Thanks, David. And I'm Douglas Bell, the co-host and, for all intents and purposes, Birdie Mon's Secretary of State. And so, that's it for this episode. Remember, a successful election begins with your vote. Tag, you're it. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone.